It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Hi, this is Sanjay Jain. I'm part of ISV Architect Evangelism team. Today, I'm in Orlando, Florida, attending one higher education conference called EDUCOS. Today, I have some of my live EDU experts with me, so took this opportunity to learn more about that. Roxy and Marcus, why don't you introduce yourself?
All right, so my name is Roxy Mitchell. I'm what we call a Live at EDU Solution Specialist. That means that I cover the United States and Canada for both higher education and K-12, and I talk about how schools can leverage messaging and collaboration across their campus.
And my name is Marcus Weichmeier, and I'm the product manager for Live at EDU in the United States.
Great. Thanks for joining me today. As part of my managed ISV portfolio in U.S., I mean, most of the, at least say, significant ISVs are in higher education space or education space. And Live at EDU is something new, which I kind of started a few months ago. So I'm trying to learn as well as trying to educate my ISVs. So question for you, Roxy. Live at EDU offering for Microsoft, what does it mean? What does it come with? Help me understand that.
There has been a huge buzz around Live at EDU, particularly in education and now definitely in the K-12 environment. Traditionally, a lot of schools have hosted things like email on campus, and they've had to maintain resources and storage and spam filtering and protection just to be able to create or provide their students a messaging environment. Same thing with collaboration. So when you look at hosting things like SharePoint or items such as SharePoint, that actually could cost a lot of money for universities and for K-12s. So what schools have been asking for is if there's a partner like Microsoft that can provide a similar environment that's hosted in another location so they don't have to maintain all of that themselves, but they can be able to leverage it and offer it out to their students, their teachers, their faculty, and staff members. And so Live at EDU encompasses all that. It's a suite of services that allows schools to be able to take advantage of our software plus service environment, and that means that it's all externally hosted on our servers. We manage the maintenance, we manage the uptime, right? So it has, we strive for 3 nines of availability, and we manage the making sure that customers have a way to be able to access it, interact with that environment. So we provide hosted Exchange in the environment. So it's Exchange-based, called Exchange Labs. Every user gets 10 gigabytes of email in that environment, and they are able, as an IT administrator, still to be able to control that environment and have rich granularity access to the environment. So just because externally hosted does not mean that they lose all of the control and access. In addition to the hosted Exchange environment, they also get great collaboration services, and that together creates the Live at EDU suite of services.
So when you say collaboration service, we're talking Office Workspace, maybe Messenger.
You're talking the whole product services that are live, the live services. So you have Office Live Workspace, you have Messenger, SkyDrive, ShareView, Alerts, Spaces. All the live services are included in Live at EDU.
So in addition to Roxy and Marcus, you mentioned about the cost benefit, meaning if a college or institution adopts Live at EDU so they can save the money which they're spending today on third-party provider for hosting that infrastructure. In addition to that, is that true that this email address become a like a unique identity which can be leveraged across the like a single sign-on experience? Whether a ISV has their own web portal product or different applications managing the different life cycle stages for the student in the campus or outside the campus. So this email address become a unique ID. And is that true that ID stays for the entire life of the student?
That's all up to the campus or the K-12 institution. Every school is able to determine what domain the student would use and what that ID is going to be. And it absolutely needs to be a unique ID within that actual domain. Once that they have that unique ID assigned, it's not just to get them into their email box, but also to all of these great services. And just to expand on the Office Live Workspace or SkyDrive, I want to make sure you guys understand what the value are of those services to your universities. Office Live Workspace provides students with 1 gig or about 1,000 documents of storage space to be able to collaborate and share content and information. So instead of me as a school having to provide collaboration services, I'm able to allow my students or faculty and staff to use Office Live Workspace to share content, and now we have one central location. So we're working together on groups and projects. My students can all be driven to that one location to get the most up-to-date content and information. Same thing with SkyDrive. SkyDrive is 5 gigs of virtual file storage space. So that if I, as a student, am working on something on campus and I want to continue to work on it at home, I don't have to carry around a USB stick that I can easily lose, or I don't have to put it in email. I now can store it inside of Office Live Workspace, which gives me that virtual file storage capability. So there's a lot of benefits to these. Now, back to your question. Once you have that unique identifier, there's a lot of ways that schools are looking to integrate it into their own portal, and that's exactly what ISVs are helping schools do. So that if I have a portal like Luminous, or Blackboard, or Sakai, or Moodle, right, for the higher education environment, right, I'm able to integrate my Live at EDU services with those particular environments. And that's really where schools need the help, is that integration piece, so that we can enable single sign-on. I can have my students log into Luminous, have them log in, and when they access their mailboxes, we're simply passing the credentials so they don't have to log in again.
So in terms of the ISV, I think you touched a very good point, which I'm getting this question from lots of ISV that, hey, I have this web portal offering for my customers, for the students, and if I want to leverage the Live EDU, so single sign-on definitely gives a better user experience. Now, one of the other questions I get is in terms of the cost, right? If I'm an ISV, what kind of investment are you seeking from me to adopt Live EDU? Is there any licensing cost? Is there any recurring cost I have to do? Or what about my customers once I sell them? Help me understanding what the cost economics are.
There's absolutely no cost to the ISV or an education institution to sign up for Live EDU. It's a completely free hosted solution from Microsoft. So it doesn't matter whether they're a college or a K-12 institution signing up, or whether they're an ISV or other partner joining Live EDU. There's absolutely no cost.
And that's because we highly encourage that ISVs do take this environment and extend it and work with our customers. So we don't want to make cost being a prohibitive factor. We really want to encourage our partners to go in and build off of these services so our customers can find more value in it.
And especially that's very good of Microsoft. I mean, looking at today's economic conditions where we are coming and providing more value to the colleges where they can save money and still help students and the whole community. Could be that's one of the, maybe the thought about how to help and give back to community in terms of offering this free service?
It is. That's a question I get asked a lot in regards to, why is Microsoft doing this? You know, what is our business model around Live at EDU? So granted, while we could say we want the world to be great and we want to make it available and make it free for everybody, there is absolutely a business model behind it as well. We currently have about 70% of enterprises in the United States running some version of Exchange, be it Exchange 2000, 2003, or 2007. And we know that the leaders, our future business leaders, exist in higher education and K-12. So we want to make sure that when they go into running these companies or these businesses, and we're making these early investments. In addition to that, we also, by the great work that ISVs can do, we also are able to drive additional services as well. So I don't want you to just think that we've jumped in this and we want to make it free for everybody. There's absolutely a business model in terms of why we're doing this as well.
So if I'm an ISV and I heard the story, I'm kind of excited, I want to try out, what would be the process or steps I have to do to kind of taste the offering?
I absolutely encourage that they get a test domain which is free. So you could just take an existing domain that you have and use a subdomain off of that existing domain.
Okay.
And you would go ahead and enable that domain to be what we call Live at EDU enabled. And that means that we've set that domain up to receive email via the Exchange Lab service, that so that you can be able to create these test accounts. We have a form that's on the web. Anybody can go fill out the form. You let us know what the test domain is, if there are any IPs that you want to whitelist to guarantee mail delivery, right, that might be coming from either faculty and staff or from your own institution, and then we start the process. So it's pretty easy to get up and going with a test environment. It's really what I tell my customers, it's not the technology in terms of how you get up and going. It's all the upfront questions you want to ask. What domain do we want to use? How do we want to make this available? How do we want to integrate it with our portal services? Are there other ways that we can integrate it?
And I believe for the security, there's an option to apply some single sign-on certificate and permission?
Certainly. So during that sign-up process online, you would be able to let us know the details of what you would like to have enabled, and then we will work with you to make sure that that is all configured appropriately.
So let's say we all do those steps and walk through the process, and then I do my testing, and I'm assuming there is some SDK and some sample code available to me, so my development team can try that and be more comfortable in terms of technology, how the single sign-on works. Is that, can you comment on that?
We actually have a site on what we call the Exchange Labs TechNet site, and it is our huge knowledge base for sample code, for step-by-step instruction, not just for leveraging the SDK or setting up single sign-on, but also for other neat things that you'd want to do, mobile connectivity or client connectivity for your customers, or RPC over HTTP. So in that knowledge base, you'll find things like sample code to walk you through leveraging the SDK, setting up single sign-on. In addition to that, we also have a published case study, and we have the sample code that, one of our partners did, one of our great ISVs did with St. John's University, where they already went in and did some of the luminous work with Live at EDU, and they did publish some of that code on CodePlex, which is available to anybody, so partners could be able to leverage that code to continue moving forward and integrating it with their customers.
In terms of the going forward, how the vision look like? I mean, Microsoft is now transforming, pushing so much on software plus service, these being services. Any comment on that, you know, where the future looks like going forward?
I mean, certainly Live at EDU fits square into what the software plus services offering looks like for Microsoft. And I think that moving forward, anybody can expect many more additions to the offering, many more enhancements to the offering, both in terms of the quality of the current offerings and then also in addition to new offerings that are still to come out. I think it, you know, moving forward, we're probably just at the start of what Live at EDU really is from a software plus services perspective, and there's, you know, many, many more services to come.
Let me expand on that, because we also are on the cusp of the next service update of our Exchange Lab service. And one of the key things that ISVs will find in that next release is impersonation capabilities and web services being enabled.
Okay.
That means we've been talking a lot about customers integrating their Live at EDU environment with other portals by a single sign-on. You can be able to use impersonation and web services to begin to consume Live at EDU environment into your user interface. So take, for example, Blackboard. Maybe I have a customer that's using Blackboard or is using my own portal that I've developed as an ISV, and I want not only for them to be able to go in, log in, and access that, but I want my students, I want to give the ability for the students to see their last 10 emails or their last 10 calendar items directly in the user interface. That's a huge opportunity that's going to come in just a few months for us, our ISVs.
Great. Thanks again for joining me today.
Thank you, Sanjay.
It's very valuable, especially for the kind of work I'm doing with ISVs, and I hope you will enjoy this session. And for any follow-up question, feel free to reach out to me, sanjay.jain@microsoft.com. Again, Sanjay, S-A-N-J-A-Y, .jain, J-A-I-N, @microsoft.com. Thank you.